The goal of a solid waste working group in Haines is to draft a management plan for how to deal with the borough's trash. That's what they decided at their first meeting, and they've been working toward that objective for the last few months. But at their latest meeting, the group took a step back to reassess what issues they need to focus on. The biggest factor at play is cost. The working group circled back to one fundamental question.
I'm still trying to figure out, in terms of solid waste, what is the issue and why is this group here?
That's group member Jeremy Stevens. He said the two concerns he's aware of are illegal dumping and whether waste should be a borough utility. Melissa Aronson from Haines Friends of Recycling said another is how long the landfill will last. Interim borough manager Brad Ryan said one thing he would like to see the group address is whether the cost of disposal would go down if everyone was paying for it. He said cost is likely the reason that some people illegally dump their waste instead of bringing it to the landfill.
I don't get the feeling that the dumping is because there's nowhere to dump it. I get the feeling that it's viewed as free and it's expensive to dump.
Cost was something group members agreed is critical to this discussion. Currently, it's up to residents to dispose of their own waste, and they're charged by pound at the landfill. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said she doesn't think that's a good system because cost prohibits some residents from participating.
Solid waste management is not available to people who can't afford it. It's just not. And that, to me, is a problem, that the entire burden needs to be on the borough and on everybody who lives in the borough.
Friednauer said solid waste management is a health and safety issue and should be looked at like a utility. She said she's not advocating for mandatory pickup, but a flat fee that would allow residents to self-haul waste. Residents could then pay extra if they did want pickup. Aronson pushed back on that.
If it goes to a utility, then there's not a benefit for the people who are recycling and composting and keeping their input of waste down, because it becomes a blanket fee for everybody.
Philip Reeves said if cost is the major issue, mandatory pickup is probably not the best idea.
We can pay it, but there's a lot of people here who have a hard time affording to go to the landfill, so raising their cost a good deal so someone can come pick it up is not.
But Sally Garten from Community Waste Solutions said it's her understanding that the more people that are involved in a collection service, the lower rates would be.
It would actually be cheaper to have collection the more people we have on board for collection than it would be to self-haul. You would actually be saving money.
With cost at the center of the conversation, the group decided they need more information about what the price tag would be for different scenarios. Steven suggested issuing an informal RFP to see what the cost would be for different collection and disposal scenarios. For example, a company could calculate what flat rate residents would have to pay to make mandatory pickup feasible.
Why not just issue an informal request for proposals and let firms tell us what it's going to cost? Or not firms, just companies that are in the business.
There were a few hang-ups with that idea, and one came from Ryan.
If you were really going to back it, what are you backing it with? You're putting out an RFP with what funding?
The other is that anyone that wants to collect waste or operate a transfer station needs a permit. There are only two permits allowed in the borough, and Community Waste Solutions currently owns both of them. Steven said he thinks they could still reach out informally to see what costs would be without being backed by funding. An informal RFP or study is still on the table as a possibility, but wasn't decided on at this meeting. Group members are planning to research possible waste management scenarios for their next meeting. Though they have been gathering once a month, the group decided to schedule their next meeting just a week away on February 16th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.